Well, folks, welcome to Dan's Dabble in Babble. It has been a few weeks. I've been on kind of an unannounced hiatus, but things have been busy, and I'm toying around with changing the release day of the podcast to be able to be more consistent. But I wish I could say that I was thrilled to be back for another week of Dan's Dabble and Babble here with you, but I come bringing some upsetting news, and the impossible has happened. And I'm sure that you are all by now aware, but the Michelle Collins Show on Sirius XM Radio is coming to an end. This week is the last week of the Michelle Collins Show. I believe they said that they've been on the air for 4.5 years. It feels longer than that. And I genuinely don't know what I'm going to do. Folks, I genuinely do not know what I'm going to do without the Michelle Collins Show. And here's how everything went down. Here's how I found the news. Friday was busy. I didn't have time, as I often don't have time on Fridays, to listen to the Michelle Collins Show, which, for those of you who don't know, is a two-hour daily program on Radio Andy on Sirius XM from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, every morning. So 10 hours of content a week. And I typically listen to it on demand from the Sirius XM app in the evenings. And it's really part of my ritual. I get so much done to it. I go to the gym listening to the Michelle Collins Show. I do my house chores listening to the Michelle Collins Show. And, she just keeps me laughing, keeps me tee-hee-heeing every day. And that's 2 hours of content every day. 5 days a week, 10 hours of content. She also has a podcast, Midnight Snack. The podcast has been on hiatus for a couple of weeks. So when it's not on hiatus, that's 11 to 12 hours a week of Michelle Collins that is part of my daily life. And it's really just a phenomenal, phenomenal show. I spoke a little bit about this either in the last episode or the episode before, talking about how I discovered Michelle Collins. And Michelle Collins was a co-host on The View. And in graduate school, I went through a very weird time where every night before bed, I would on YouTube watch the clips that The View posted. And that was how I really discovered Michelle Collins. She was this phenomenally funny woman on The View, and there was just this one moment where you could tell that she was just kind of like vamping for time, getting into a topic that I'm sure she had been assigned, that she probably had no real strong feelings or anything to say about it. But she said, okay, so the New York Times has reported a study, and I love a study. And something about that moment was like, okay, I'm in. I am a Michelle Collins fanboy for the rest of time, or as we call ourselves, a Mishhead from the old country. Now, Friday afternoon, I did not have time to listen to the Michelle Collins Show on the app. I was listening to it on the drive to Tampa that I had on Friday, and then Saturday morning, I was scrolling through Twitter and on Instagram, and I saw people saying things like, oh, I can't believe the news. And I was like, what happened? And I Googled Michelle Collins Show, went to news. There was nothing written about it. But I knew. So I immediately went to the app and went to the end of the show and heard that, yes, about 3 weeks ago, she and her producer, Abby, they're saying it was mutual, decided that this was going to be the end of the Michelle Collins Show. So next week is the last week of shows for the Michelle Collins Show. Now, Mishcall mentioned that she was going to launch a website that would allow us to follow what's going to come next. She's not announced what's coming next. I have my suspicions. I believe in an earlier episode, I talked about how she is doing lots of daytime content specifically for the Today Show. She's guest co-hosted a couple of times, and then they have her on these different guest spots. And She referred to ending the show as something of a timing issue, though, and she has, for those who don't know, over the past year, she left her apartment in New York and has been living out of hotels in Europe, basically, and she often finds herself in London, but I believe she's going to be in Miami, where her parents live, in about a month, for about 3 months. So I don't know. I suspect that she is either in talks or hopeful for a deal with NBC, which would be great for her and great for her career. But very selfishly, I am really in genuine mourning of the loss of the Michelle Collins Show, because it is something that, you know, even on the days that she would have a sick day or something would happen because the woman's traveling and isn't going into a studio, occasionally things would happen and she wouldn't be on for a day. And I would really be forlorn on those days. And so now every day is going to be a day that doesn't have the Michelle Collins Show. And that is deeply, deeply saddening to me. I really think that this show is the greatest show that has ever graced the airwaves. That is an understatement beyond understatements. So I'm really trying to, you know, tell myself that it's going to be okay and be excited for whatever may come next in Mishcall's career. However, she's an entertainer, and I'm getting less entertainment from my entertainer. And I'm really not someone who is big into celebrity by any means. I'm really not. I'm trying to think of the types of people that I would really have a reaction to. And, you know, I've got my faves, but even a lot of my faves, I wouldn't really necessarily get that excited if I saw them. You know, I'm thinking actors. Like, I love Tom Collins, Tom Collins, who the hell is Tom Collins? I love Tom Holland. I love Luke Evans, Michael Fassbender, but I wouldn't really have a real reaction, I don't think, if I saw these people. I was in an airport in New York once, and I saw Anderson Cooper get off of a plane, and that I did gasp at Anderson Cooper, but I have always loved Anderson Cooper. And I think I would be really excited to see Kelly Ripa. I think, I don't even know. Like, I don't think that I would have much of a reaction of seeing Beyonce. Like, I've seen Beyonce perform. That was phenomenal. But I don't know who I would like just really have that moment, except Mishcall. If I saw Michelle Collins in a Target or a TJ Maxx or a Home Goods, which is, you know, where she frequents, if you're a Mish head from the old country, like me, I would really have trouble keeping my composure. I mean, I feel the same way about her producer, Abby Holland, as well. When my partner and I were in New York and we were in Brooklyn, which is where the producer lives, I was like, you know, keep your eyes peeled kind of a thing for this producer of all people. So this is my North Star. That's maybe being a little dramatic, but it is true, and it is very sad. And I don't know. I'm really struggling to know how I'm going to cope with all of this. It's just deeply sad, and it's so much content that is just not going to be there. But we will get through it, I suppose. I do. You know, in the back of my mind, I have this on record on the podcast. I definitely saw this coming. So, you know, it's just a darn, it's really just a darn shame. I feel like this show could have been huge. It feels like it just had so much momentum. And I don't know. I think the only thing that I would be like okay with is if she were to end up getting like a daytime talk show, but I think that is probably just not going to happen. Not even a daytime talk show. Like, honestly, she is much more cut for late night, which I think would be phenomenal and hysterical. In the back of my mind, I'm hopeful that she's going to do a comedy tour. I would love to see her live. But it's gonna be really difficult. Now, since the last episode, I experienced my first significant hurricane in Florida, Hurricane Ian. So those of you who are aware know how much South Florida, the Naples, Fort Myers area, Sanibel Island, how badly those communities were impacted. And as the storm was forming and was kind of making its way toward Florida, the projections, a lot of them showed that St. Pete and Tampa were going to be in a direct hit. So I live in an evacuation zone A, which, unlike in school, means something bad. It means you are the first people to have to evacuate. I ended up evacuating from a zone A to my partner's place in zone B, and luckily the hurricane did hit south, but you know, it was my first real experience with severe weather like that. So I can check something off my Florida card, I guess. But you know, we ended up not even losing power, so we are very lucky. But you know, as these communities south of us continue to recover, we keep them in our minds. But more so, how are the Mish heads from the old country supposed to recover? You know, there was a magic that was lost, I will admit, when she stopped doing the show in the studio. And when I say she stopped doing the show in the studio, the pandemic forced her to stop doing the show in the studio. And I was really heartened that this past week she was in New York, she was in the studio again. And I thought, is this a sign that we're going to be returning to more normal days? And the answer is no. And I also think about the producer, Abby Holland, and what the heck is she supposed to do? They were such a fantastic dynamic duo. They played off of each other so well. And but it's just kind of like she doesn't have the same star power or gravitas that Mishkal does. So I really think about her career, and you know, Mishkal says that it's mutual, but I really begin to wonder. And now I tweeted a couple weeks ago that I was considering throwing myself a Mishkal themed 30th birthday party. And beyond my wildest dreams, I'm listening to the Michelle Collins show, and she says, "Oh my gosh, I just got a tweet from someone named Babbling Dan." So that's a shout out. Follow me on Twitter at Babbling Dan. Follow me on Instagram at Daniel Burkett. But someone on Twitter named at Babbling Dan said, and she read my tweet, and they had a full 3-4 minute segment talking about what a Mishkal themed birthday party would be. So now I'm feeling scorned and hurt. So the other day, after I posted, after I learned of the news, Saturday morning, she announced it on Friday. I said, "Just heard the news and morning that Mishkal is ending the Michelle Collins show. As such, my 30th birthday party is no longer Mishkal themed." She replied to my tweet saying, "Okay, this seems unnecessarily harsh, ? I'm still alive." And I was like, oh my God, here's my chance. So I said, "Okay, true. Perhaps the party will be even more Mish themed than before, and it will serve as a send off to the greatest show that ever hit the airwaves. If you're in St. Petersburg, Florida in early November and want to make an appearance, I'll see if I can get you on the list." So I think this is my call to Mishkal, that if she wants to give service to the Mish heads from the old country, then she will show up to my 30th birthday party, and it'll be the most Mishkal themed birthday party that you can ever imagine. But you know, I'm really just kind of beside myself. I also slept on my neck wrong and my lower back hurts, and I'm just really struggling right now. So I think I'm going to cut this one short, and just, you know, wanted to pay my respects to the greatest radio host. And I am talking as if she's dead and never going to work again, because she may never work again. She may have something lined up in London. She's kind of teased that when she goes over to London, she's kind of hoping that some things will work out professionally. So, you know, God bless if she figured out a way to make that work, and good luck to her. But really good luck to all of us Mish heads who are really going to be struggling. We can find community here on Dan's Dabble and Babble, however, and I just really, really am going to miss the Michelle Collins show and hope that I'm able to get more Michelle Collins themed content, not themed content, more Mish Call content soon. So thank you for listening. I will be back next week.